will carry over to you as well. This is a maimer that was said over by Rav Yeruchim, the Mashkiach of Mir in Europe, Rav Yankelevitz, Zechonu Lebracha, who I zoche to know. He used to speak about Rav Yeruchim a lot. He heard Shmuzin from Yeruchim. Anyway, he was remarkable, and he had a hargasha that he was obviously trying to convey on Simchas Torah. This was written up by somebody, I don't know who, and you can hear his voice. When you read the Maimer, you can hear him speaking. We all know the Mishnah and Yuma. There's a song to it, Ashreichem Yisrael, Refnei Atem Taharim. That was Rabbi Akiva's words, Ashreichem Yisrael. But the actual expression, or something close to it, is really found in the Chumash by Moshe Rabbeinu. And we read it in Simchas Torah, as you all know, at the very end of the brachos, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamocha. Ashrecha Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva probably worked off of that lashon when he said Ashrechem Yisrael in terms of Yom Kippur. So this is a maimer that is entitled Ashrechem Yisrael, and you'll hear yourself. He's trying to give us chizuk, and we're all living off of the orus of the Yom Noraim and of Yantif, of Simchas Torah. So let's read a little bit together. Ha'olam Toah, the world makes a mistake, b'chashbo, when they think, Shakadosh Baruch Hu oyves Yisrael m'pnei malas ha'uma halazu. Hashem loves the Jews because we are special, we have so many wonderful qualities. The truth is that Hashem's love for us is not because of this particular quality that we have, but that particular quality. It's without reason. Hashem loves us like a father loves a child. A father doesn't love a child because he has certain qualities, he's wonderful, he's beautiful. It's because of a natural feeling that's not based on a reason. To the contrary, because there's a natural love, therefore he has a vested interest that the child be a good child and have good qualities because of the natural love that exists. It's not that he loves the child because of the qualities, that he wants the qualities to be there because he loves the child so much. This is an idea that you find in other sperm as well. The Maral is famous for saying this, but this is the point. Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim lamakom. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Akiva's statement. Chavivin Yisrael, Kal Yisrael, beloved, they're called children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayisod hu ahava. Ein shum siba v'tam madu anikru banim. That's a reality. B'chol haTorah v'amitzvos hakol yotzei v'nilkach min asher chavivim Yisrael. The tefillah that we say before Shema and the bracha, Abbas olam beis Yisrael amcha ahavta. That's how it begins. U'mikoach zeh, because of that fact of Abba amcha ahavta, therefore Torah mitzvos chukim mishpatim osan limadita. We stress this as well in the morning bracha. Ava Rabba Avtanu. Ava he soto ma'israelis. That's the secret of the Kal Yisrael. Ashrechem Yisrael. Now comes the mantra Ashrechem Yisrael. Ashrechem Yisrael. Ashrechem Yisrael. Ashrechem Yisrael. Ki bachem bachar kel. Bisoze, Meturt Masha Ramban Meir. The Ramban wonders. He has a kasha, the pasuk in Veschanan. Hashem didn't choose you because you're so many. Because Hashem loves you. And the Ramban points out, but Hagufa, like, what's the reason for the Bechira? That's not mentioned. It's not Ava Tuya B'davar. It's not dependent on anything. Lo B'Yisrael Ma'alaseinu, not because of the Ma'alas that we have, and we do have Ma'alas as a nation. But it's not the Ma'alas that's the reason for Hashem's loving us. V'lo B'Siba Acheres Koshi, Rak Ava Bilti Tuya V'Shum Davar. Again, Ashrechem Yisrael. Al Birkas Moshe, Asher Beirach Es B'nei Yisrael, L'fnei Moshe, Muva B'Sifrei. Why now? Samach misaso uberashi shim lo achshav emasa. If not now, when? This is the time for Moshe Rabbeinu to give his parting blessings. L'chora kashari, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's there? Shochiach es Yisrael kol yimei chayev. Moshe Rabbeinu's entire life was spent mussering kol Yisrael. Wherever you turn, Sefer Devarim especially, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving strong mussar, fire brimstone mussar. You guys really, you have so much to grow. You've made these mistakes and those mistakes. Tamin hayim galem chesron oseyem, mamim hayisim Hashem yom dati eschem. Constantly pointing out their faults. V'lo nasan lehem la'siach das af rega mechata'eyem. He did not leave them any breathing room to forget the fact that they are far from perfect. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo shamu mimenu af shevach echad. All the years Moshe Rabbeinu is going to carry Israel in the desert, they didn't hear one praise, right? Always pointing out chesronos. V'hech zeh shehu amar lefnei moso ashrecha Yisrael michamocha ano shev Hashem. Kol ha-Torah hi mishpat. Yeschar al mitzvos v'onesh al avera. That's the reality. Yeschar v'onesh. V'im avarnu averos, if we did things which were wrong, we transgressed. Ma mo'el lanu imanu ano shev Hashem. What does it mean? We're doomed, right? That's it. We failed. We're going to have to pay a price. What's the pshat? Who are you? Who's like you? Ano shev Hashem ach be'emes ein zu stira. It's not a contradiction. Emes. Yes. Kol ha-Torah hi mishpat. There's a system, there's schar, there's onesh. Avo sod ha'uma hi ahava. This is the point. That's the secret, that's the essence of Klal Yisrael. Love. Avas av lebein. In ein ha'ben matzliach b'derech zu, somehow it's not working in whatever way, hu madricha b'derech acheres. So the father who loves the child finds another way, we'll make it work. Of course there's a mishpat, but it's not. But it's coming out of love. Everything is coming out of love. So we have to make it work. Without saying this, what is it? How can we ever get the final, ultimate destination to this, to the what we're waiting for? How can we expect that to happen? We're sinners, right? Avu soda umahi sha'am nosha b'Hashem. Anu, we are an am nosha b'Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu says. Yisod zehu mikel kamocha nosi oven v'vav pesha she'es nachalasso. Now he gives you a little Yiddish. But this is expression, it's actually put to a song. I'll translate. Vas mir zainin zainin mir. Aber Yidin Zainin Mir. Okay? Vas mi Zainin, what we are. Meaning, we're not perfect. We are what we are, but Yidin Zainin Mir. But we're Yehudim. Ashrecham Yisrael. Amru Chazal, the Medrash, ki kol mem yom shasa Moshe l'malam. Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemayim on the Har. Hayolamed Torah v'sholcheach. He would be learning and forgetting Lamed v'sholcheach. Ad till he just received it all as a gift. What's the pshat? Matana, matana, he geder achir. Matana means, I love you, I give you a gift. Matana is a geder of matnas chinam belikos yibavitam. Kol kach tzacha umitzuchtzacha hi torasenu hakdosha. Our Torah is so clear, translucent, transparent, but also subtle. Atche Moshe Rabbeinu lahoy yochel utovsa. He couldn't grasp it. Kol ol shayisa no medes rak mitzad malas hamakabel. That's so long as it was trying to be grabbed onto and studied through the level of the makabel. Atche nasno kadosh baruch hu matana matas chinam beli sheyeh tali b'malas hamakabel. U'mishum zeh bituchim anu. And this is why we can be sure on a bituchim betachlis. Without any question, what do we need? We don't have to. It's a matana. Everything is a matana. Torah is a matana. What is it that we need to do? Elu leftoch yadenu v'lo matein lanu. We just have to open our hands. U'miyad yashpi aleinu shefa brachos mimayonos bilti tachos and ashrechem Yisrael. if you have love, if you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then you just have to make yourself a vessel, like the Chinuch writes all the time by the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are meant to condition us to become worthy recipients of Hashem's bracha. Kol kach b'neikal efshel hasigas haTorah. It's easy. Kol haminim sovrim, those who don't believe, they think shaTorah kasha, the mitzvahs kasha. Avo b'emes hakol efshel hasig b'kalus hachi gadol, ashrechem Yisrael. Hakalus, and again, it's like each paragraph is working off what he just said in the paragraph before, like almost like he's on a roll. Hakalus lahasig haTorah hi kol kach gadola. And whoever wrote down is how he had to remember everything from after Simchas Torah to remember how it was presented, right? I imagine it was a Simchas Torah that he said this. Hakalos lehasig haTorah hi kol kach gedola. Kol haTorah mitzvoseha, tzivuyeha, v'azavoseha, right? It's a lot. It's a lot. Heim rak gafrurim. What's a gafrur? A match. Like matches. Lahadli ka'esh v'nishmas am Yisrael. Ha'esh kfar b'nimtza. The fire is ready. It's here. B'tzarach rak gafrurim lohotzio le'or. Ha'um ha'yisve'elis neleya or v'esh. V'cho ha'torah mitzvoseho v'amailos rak kigafrurim hem l'nishmas kal Yisrael. Ashrechem Yisrael. V'im toro mitzvos, midos u'mailos, shem v'am gvoim v'nechbadim, bilti tachis. These are qualities that are amazing and transcendent and tremendous. Heim raki gafurim l'nishmas Yisrael, right? All of these qualities that we see, they're just an indication of something else. Halo novin mizeh kam nechbedes siya nishmas Yisrael. Ashvechem Yisrael. HaTorah moresh morasha etzleinu. Kemoshe kasub tortzim l'an Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. Torah is a heritage for everybody. V'amru zal, kolesik betorof ne'am ha'aretz ki'il bo'or sasa b'fanav. The Gemara has a statement that someone who's also betorof ne'am ha'aretz, it's like, the Amaretz has a shaykhis, but you're doing it in front of him, and he doesn't, he is married to the Torah, but doesn't appreciate it. Atukim morasha al ma'orasa. What is the idea? She kol echad afil ha'am ha'aretz she lo lamad mi'olam. He never learned anything. Yesh lo gam kin chayuk b'tor. Ad ha'she nimtza ki af gam ha'limud. Even the limud haTorah, who racked up its study, leikra gadol azeh, that there's a shaychus. There's a shaychus to everybody. Ashrechem Yisrael. Chazal mesapim, you can use this fancy swai if it helps. You know what I mean? You can still adapt it, obviously. But you know, people never learn, never had a connection, but there's a connection. Chazal mesapim is an amazing story that he's referring to here. But Maaseh Rav Yana shamach b'derech v'rad am echad v'chuli, it was nama aretz. And he didn't know it, and then he was very exasperated that he turned out this person knew nothing, and says that he used a slur against him, he called him a keleb, the whole story there. Then this Am Haaretz was apparently an extraordinary person in his midos, and he grabs Avyana, he grabs him, he says, Yushasi Atzlacha, you have my inheritance, you have my heritage. Why? Because I overheard that the children in school, they were saying this pasuk, Torah and Moshe, Morasha, Kihilas Yaakov. It doesn't say Kihilas Yanai, like an exclusive club. It's Kihilas Yaakov. It's me too. And you're depriving me of it. And if Yanai heard that, and he realized this person's not a simple person, he began to probe, tell me about yourself, and he told him about his extraordinary midos. That's the story there in the Medrash. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah, that's the lesson of that Medrash. Meanwhile, what do you see? That he said it wasn't just a Kihilas Yanai. It's Kihilas Yaakov. Rosh Kios Yana Iksiv Kanel Kios Yaakov Hapshahu Shegam Am Haaretz Shulama Torah Miyama V'Yeshul Chelik in what? The Nishmas Yisrael V'Chelik B'Torah and again Ashrecham Yisrael Hayom Simchas Torah V'Yisod HaChag Hu Masha Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisak V'Yi Mi Od Yomecha Stay Another Day Minateres Kashalai Pridaschem quoted by Rashi of course in Chumash Yisodahu, what does it mean? Avas Hashem Usanu V'Achshav Shon Nifradim Menu Yisbarach. So, oh, neshika achas, another kiss, v'chibok echad imo, another hug. G'dola simchaseinu, al slicha v'kapara, going back to Yom Kippur, shenosan lo v'meyadin hanuroyim, v'al kol ha'ava shenashak lanu, v'chag ha'sukos ha'kodesh hazeh. G'dola simchaseinu, here we can still feel this. V'anu b'spalim al zeh elav yizbarach. And what is a tefillah? Shenizke, v'shana haba, Lamod be'oso hamatzav hagadol hazeh kemo hayom. we're still holding open, right? So we want to be next, whatever it is, Chaf Hei, Tishrei, a year from now, right? We want to be where we are right now, and next Simchas Torah, right? Where it was a few days ago. The Yechiyahu son, that we should be well. V'yashpia shefa brachas aleinu shenasa kuano gud achas l'shabcho u'gadlo. Again, Ashrecham Yisrael, v'zeh mash omar, v'moshe chayim nutzato, Ramchal. Afim chatasa harbe b'ni, you did a lot of bad things. Al tif ya'esh. You don't need Ram Nachman for this. Ramchal can tell you this, right? The Ramchal who wrote Mesiyos Yesharim with all those ladders, right? All those rungs in the ladder. That's what he says. Al tif ya'esh. Nachman helps too, but here you have it. Ki mezera Yisrael ata. V'Hashem yetzliach derkech. They add here, v'seva das tfunos. He says, "Sheyesh Knesset Yisrael Shorash Al Kedusha Sheikolus Chol Umakdosha Mitzad Hayosam Yisrael V'Afdil L'Roim Shebehem." V'Hi Tfilas Echad Harishonim Sheispalo Harbe Pa'am Pashati V'Chatasi V'Nichamti. And what was my consolation when I knew I did so many bad things? What was my consolation? What was it? Rak Shemizera Yisrael Ani Mizera Ha'Avos Amitzuliyah. Amazing thing. Ki'avas Hashem u'sanu tuluyah, as we began, tuluyah below dava. Rak u'oyev u'sanu u'meitiv lanu b'chol matzav she'yira, and again, Ashrechem Yisrael. V'yesh ha'ara al kalus hasagas ha'torah. There's a word of inspiration about how it is easy to grasp Torah. Mikram mefurish ben ha'malchias. From a pasuk that we quote in Malchias in Rosh Hashanah, she'ein ish yachal lachakov. Nobody can dispute this pasuk. Vahi b'shur melech, v'is'asei b'rashi om, yachad shivtei Yisrael. Mash amru chazal, sh'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ritzoni sh'tamlichuni aleichem. I want you to clear my sovereignty. B'men nemlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu, how can we do it? B'men nasa zos. Vahi b'shur melech, kimo tzivos ha-melech. Just like you have, the king has his soldiers. Asher ach ma'at savam dim yachad. Just get a few soldiers together. Ein tzvichem l'harveh, you don't need a lot. Niker Malchus shows, you're already demonstrating the point. Right? Even the few soldiers around that king, there's already a message being conveyed. Ach rak tzibur echad shel Yisrael misasef mizeh, from that comes the Hibishun Melech. Which means, kokach b'neko, kok b'rovam hadas melech, of course, but even a small amount. Kokach b'nakel hu, lahasig Malchus habor, yashrecham Yisrael. And finally, he says, the pasuk in Malachi, beautiful thing. Oz nidbru yirei Hashem isher re'eyu, yirei Hashem speak to each other, v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma, Hashem listens. Notice, lo kosu mahim medabrin, doesn't say, what are they saying? What, I want to eavesdrop on that conversation. What's going on? What are the words being said? Ma omrim, u'ma'etzahim dorshim l'chla, what are they thinking out? What are they asking? El ach yirei Hashem medabrin, that alone, niyad v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma. Yirei Hashem speak, Ashrechem Yisrael. V'alachas kam v'kama onu. Speaking now to the yeshiva, I imagine. Shalkal Yisrael hifrish osanu. Don't forget, in Europe, it's like every shtat had everybody going to yeshiva. You know, in a certain sense, even today, we have many more lomdei Torah than you even had before the war. So they recognize that they had a certain mission. You know, all yeshivas were the minority of the Jews who were, you know, who were there of their age. Shalkal Yisrael hifrish osanu lios oskim rak l'avodas Hashem. Kam neflahi aleinu hakalus la'asogas toseinu hakdosha v'kama gadlu zichu yoseinu ashrechem Yisrael. And then the last paragraph I will translate for you. Don't get intimidated by it. Right? The Eibishters are helfen. Hashem should help. Mizon zich da trefin ibarayar. We should meet here again a year from now. Mit zelber panim, with the same faces, same countenance. Umrizoen nit frashemt verin. We should not be ashamed, einer von der zweite, one from the other. We should not be ashamed, one from the other. We should be able to have the same dignity and chizuk. Umrizogin, and we'll be able to once again come back next year and say the same. Ashrechem Yisrael. So if we can have this, it's a winter ahead of us, we're going back to routine. I thought it would be appropriate, you know, if we'll begin again, Aschala in a way. Remember this, reflect on this. Everyone in their own way had, I'm sure, an Aliyah Ruchanis from the Yom Neroim, from the Yom Tovim. There's no doubt, wherever you were, you know, there's something that transformed you. Those who inherit Israel, I think, no doubt, there was a special hara. But every one of us had, in their own way, I think this was a way to capture it, and we should be able to not let it fall, to keep that in mind. We should know we're never not going to be exactly in the same madriga as we were, let's say, at Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur or whenever else. But there's a lot here that we should be able to integrate, internalize, and the Mitzvah Hashem give us the energy to keep going, the spiritual energy. We should be able to continue to matzliach, every one of us individually, and all of us as a tzibur together.